Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we just talked about Thursday Night Football. It's coming your way in about an hour. But today has been and will continue to be a busy day in Major League Baseball. We're going to find out all the teams that will be advancing out of the wild card round into the divisional round. We already have the Tigers knocking off the Guardians 6-3. We got the Cubs and Padres currently in action. We got the Yankees and Red Sox sending rookies to the mound in about 40 minutes from now. Joining us right now to talk about the elimination games, what we can expect the rest of the way starting Saturday, is Brittany Giroli from The Athletic, covering all things baseball. Brittany, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for the time. You know, given what we saw from the Tigers, the collapse throughout the course of the regular season, 15.5 game lead blown to the Guardians, are you surprised that they kind of flipped the switch in the new season here against these Guardians?
I'm not, because, you know, we've seen this before. The Texas Rangers, the year that they won the World Series, backed into the playoffs. They lost the division on the final day, and people kind of left them for dead. But as we've seen, it all depends on the momentum that you're going to have in October. It's a new month. It's a fresh start. I'm sure that that is what Detroit manager A.J. Hinch preached to his players. And then they went out there and got it done. You know, I think having Turk Skubal obviously really helps shape a short series. But, you know, the Tigers are a dangerous team. Their bullpen is not quite as good as it was when they kind of were running away with the Central earlier in the year. But they have a pesky lineup, and you saw that throughout the series. So I don't think it's time to panic, though certainly they're going to have their work cut out for them with the Seattle Mariners, who are a higher seed and have been watching and now play the winner of that wild card, which was Detroit.
Well, Britt, we know that the Mariners have certainly bolstered their entire offense and lineup. The pitching has been there over the years. But now it seems like they finally got the offense to match, no?
Yeah, I think this is probably their best offensive team in 20-plus years since, you know, the last time they were in the ALCS, you know, back when they had Ken Griffey Jr. So, you know, I think obviously they're led by Cal Raleigh, who's had a historic year for a catcher, 60 home runs, you know, broke all kinds of records, including two of Griffey's records there in Seattle. You know, I think when you look at the year he's having, obviously it's magnificent, Julio Rodriguez as well. But you're right, they went out there and they made additions. They got Eugenio Suarez to be kind of a big bat for them. You know, they've seen a lot of resurgence from guys over there, J.P. Crawford. They're really a team that I think can beat you in a bunch of different ways, and they're very balanced. And you're right in that for a while we were just waiting on the offense. I mean, they had historically good pitching last year, just couldn't get it together offensively. They finally were able to push their chips in. Ownership committed to spending more money at the deadline. And you're seeing a team that a lot of people is predicting as a World Series favorite.
Well, Britt, let's stay on the American League side of the bracket. Tonight we got the Red Sox, the New York Yankees. We got two rookies that'll be on the mound. We know how things can get for any rookie in Yankee Stadium. I don't care if you're pitching for the Yankees or you're the away guy. What are your thoughts on what we can expect tonight?
it's going to be all hands on deck. You know, like, are you going to see some starters come out of the bullpen? Maybe. You know, you're going to see similar to, you know, what the game is going on right now, the Cubs-Padres, where they pulled Yu Darvish, you know, before the second inning. You're going to see very aggressive style of managing. And, you know, Toronto, which that is sitting around with the first round bye, loves it because both of these teams are going to empty their bullpen. Both of them are going to exhaust every avenue that they have. And I expect it to be a close game. What's been nice so far is there haven't been any blowouts. Every game has been so closely contested. And I expect with the Yankees and Red Sox, it's going to continue to be as they trade blows here. It's going to be really fascinating to see whether or not the Red Sox can outlast the Yankees, because if there is an Achilles heel that New York have, it's that their bullpen is just not there. The depth is not there compared to many other playoff teams.
Well, Britt, let me ask you this. If the Yankees lose tonight, who's getting blamed? All the Yankee fans are just going to point at Boone, right? They're going to put him on the stake again?
Probably. I think it depends on how they lose. You know, if they don't score at all, I think, you know, maybe there'll be a little bit more pressure on Aaron Judge, who it seems has not able to have, I mean, he's been good, but he hasn't been able to have the, you know, put the team on my back kind of offense that he has for stretches during the regular season. Certainly people are going to point to not starting Jess Chisholm in game one and kind of what happened there. Obviously he was the hero and the reason they won last night's game. So there'll be plenty to dissect if they lose this game for sure.
And Britt Giroli is here with us, covers all things baseball for The Athletic. As we speak, the Chicago Cubs are trying to get some insurance runs up on the board here in the seventh at home. Michael Busch just set a home run. The Chicago Cubs now lead the Padres 3-0. What are your thoughts on the Cubs and the Padres? It looks like the Cubs, who knows, they may hold on, but then they have the Brewers. Whoever advances has the Brewers right there in front of them. Do you think the Brewers get the respect they deserve?
Yeah, no, I don't. And they're similar to the Mariners in that they could pitch for a long time, but, you know, offensively really went cold, especially in October when it mattered. So I think they're a more balanced team than they have been. And I think this is a similar series to the Red Sox-Yankees, where both teams are really exhausting their bullpens and all of their guys just to get here. You know, the Cubs very quietly, their offenses, their big players kind of went cold down the stretch of the regular season. They've been okay here, but it's not like they're putting up 10 runs, right? There's been really an offensive issues for both of these teams, I think. So, you know, I think that they're going to have their work cut out with them, with a team like Milwaukee, who won a franchise record in games, really is a total team. They put the ball in play, they pitch, they will hit home runs, they will run the bases, they really do everything right. So I think that they, in my mind, are favored to win. I don't think this is the Milwaukee of years past that's destined to fold when it gets big. I think they finally have guys who are capable of getting big hits in big spots.
Yeah, we got to wait, I don't know, another hour or so to figure out who their opponent is going to be. The Cubs lead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
San Diego 3-0 trying to advance to take on these Brewers. Last night, Britt, we saw what took place. Los Angeles Dodgers, they handled business again. And now in a matchup that I thought was going to be a championship series, we get We get Los Angeles and the Phillies. We got them in the divisional round. What are your thoughts on what this will look like?
Man, I hope this goes five because I think this is going to be a fascinating series to watch. You got star power on both sides. You've got two really good fan bases. And you have a Phillies team whose window is kind of closing here. They're very hungry to win. You know, they had an inter-squad scrimmage and sold out. You know, the city of Philadelphia is dying for a championship. You know, guys like Harper and Kyle Schwarber are not getting any younger. Even without Zach Wheeler, who was so key to their starting pitching staff, the Phillies are dangerous. They're a very dangerous team. I think they know how good the Dodgers are as well. If there is one weak link that I think was exposed with the Dodgers in those first two games against the Reds, it is that eighth inning. You know, they struggled both nights. They do have some issues when it comes to that bullpen as well. I think the Phillies are a more complete team, but I think you can't count out a Dodgers team that has Shohei Ohtani at any point in time, right? Shohei's going to do what Shohei's going to do. And, of course, Freddie Freeman always seems to step up when the spotlight is biggest as well. So this is going to be one of those series that I really hope goes five. And, like, you're going to want to watch it like the Padres-Dodgers last year and wonder, like, why wasn't this going to go 10? You know, you just want to watch these two teams square off all the time. I'm really excited for this matchup.
Yeah, at least we know Shohei Ohtani is going to get the start in game one. You had mentioned some of the Phillies who are older. We know Schwarber is scheduled to be a free agent. Wheeler is now out with the surgery that he had. Is this their last and best chance with this unit to go and win another World Series?
I think so. You know, I mean, I think they're going to try to re-sign Schwarber, but it's hard to keep these teams together. You know, you look at Harper and Trey Turner had a magnificent year, really the only one of the last 300 hitters baseball has. So I do think this is the year. They won the NL East. The Mets had their historic collapse. You know, the Mets are going to try to compete again next year. The Braves had a down year as well. This is the easiest road Philly is going to get in winning the division. I think this is, you know, this is the window. You know, I picked the Phillies out of the NL. I picked Seattle out of the AL. Nothing I've seen so far, because neither team has played, would make me change my mind.
Well, having said that, who do you think is going to hoist the commissioner's trophy, Britt?
That's tough. You know, I think Seattle has a real chance here. I think if it does happen that Seattle and Philly get there, Seattle has just a little bit more pitching, assuming that Brian Wu is going to be okay. But, you know, I think that would just be a magnificent series for all the baseball. Seattle, of course, looking for their first World Series title. Philly, of course, hoping that the end of this window where they've put so much time and resources into it, and Dave Dombrowski leading baseball operations, you know, I think this would be maybe his third title for another team. He just seems to build winners wherever he goes.
Britt Ciroli is here with us from The Athletic, covers all things baseball. You mentioned Brian Wu. He's been dealing with that chest and shoulder. Should I just throw it out the window that we'll see him in this round? They'd have to advance for us to see him, right?
I think so. I don't know. I think they had another inter-squad today. I don't know if I've seen any kind of update. I think they'd prefer to not have to use him, right, and prefer to, you know, kind of rest him. But also, you can't always count ahead, right? You've got to focus on winning series when you can. So if he is going to be available and they do go to a potential game five, maybe he is a guy that they start for a couple innings. But I think in a perfect world, yes, they would wait for the ALCS.
Oh, Britt, thank you for joining us to talk about the postseason. I do want to hit the fast-forward button just a little bit to next year, where we're going to see the automatic ball strike system used for the first time full-time in Major League Baseball history. I guess it is 2025. What the heck? Why not advance? What are your thoughts? Is this going to be a good, slow implementation? Is it going to be a wild one? What are you thinking?
I think so. I mean, this is, you know, still where we're going to need human umpires. This is going to, I think, starting in spring training, really going to be a test, another test for players. How good are you at challenging, at seeing what's going on? You know, so I think that this is something that's going to be drilled in camps. I'm curious to see how each team approaches it with their guys. And I'm also curious how they're going to enforce, you know, other players not being able to help guys, you know, say challenge this, challenge that. We know in baseball they're going to push the rules. We know in any pro sport they're going to push the rules. So I'm curious to see, you know, how this is all implemented. And we're going to get a good look at that in spring training.
Yeah, I think I love the fact that there's some accountability on the players to hopefully not abuse the system, because their teammates and coaches and managers are going to look at them going, well, what the heck are you doing? So I like that part about it.
Yeah, I think in 2025, they're just trying to get the calls right more than anything else. And this should, you know, help some of the egregious calls not happen.
Yeah, we all hope so. Maybe they can give the WNBA some advice. I hear that they have some issues with their calls as well, Britt. We'll see.
Well, thank maybe.
You. Maybe. Who knows? Thank you so much for the time, Britt. Tell everybody where they can follow and keep up with you and all your work covering MLB for The Athletic.
Yeah. You can find everything in The Athletic, MLB, all that good stuff. I'll have plenty of playoff stuff this month. It's going to be a little crazy. And then we'll jump right into the hot stove. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Britt Giroli. I even started a TikTok because I heard that's where all the kids are nowadays. So, you know, I've got everything. Can we stop inventing social medias? Can we all just agree we're done with all the social medias?
Can we? You want to throw your phone against the wall, too?
You know, it's like, God, I post on this. It is, you know, I know people love to, you know, leave their phones in the bedrooms or not take their phones places. And, you know, those of us in the media, as you know, just don't have that luxury.
Yeah. Britt, I try to get our producer here, Ryan Botch. I say, hey, go outside to the park one day and just leave your phone inside for an hour. He goes, no, I can't do it.
I know. It's too bad. But, you know, I do get paid to watch baseball, so can't really complain. But, yeah, the social medias need to stop being invented.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm with you on that. Hey, Britt, thank you so much for the time. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks. Take care.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Britt Giroli covering all things baseball for The Athletic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.